role of our community and being intentional about communities that haven't had access before. So I thank you for that. We're still working on it, and it will, like the rest of the equity initiatives within the city, we're nowhere near done, but we are committed to it. And so I thank you for your leadership on that, Eloise. As I always mention when this report comes to council, my daughter was a theatre major at Willamette University. She's now going to practice her acting by going to law school, which I think is a very, very good fit. But we, every year since she was in the eighth grade, we go down to the Oregon Shakespeare Festival to see plays, obviously. And we're always very judicious about when we do the standing ovation. You know, we kind of look at each other and like, because everything, of course, is really fantastic. So you really could stand up every time. But we feel like, you know, let's be judicious. And there's often times when she and I immediately stand up together. And that was what I wanted to do for you, Eloise, that absolutely deserving of the best standing ovation. And from the arts community, thank you and happy trails. Aye.
Hugh Daly.
Thank you for the report, and I share appreciation with my colleagues of your emphasis on equity. Arts are an equalizing force in our community and should be a place where everyone can be included and participate. As some of you know, I am in a kind of foreign territory at City Hall, and so it feels really good to feel at home in this room full of artists and arts supporters. I had one more thing to say. Well, Eloise, thank you for all your hard work and the opportunities that you afforded me. Full disclosure, I once received a RAC grant for $500 when I was 24 years old. It was for professional development and allowed me to attend a national conference. And it felt pretty special to be acknowledged by, you know, the establishment. And look at me now. Thank you. The report is accepted.
Bish.
Oh.
So, uh-oh. Too late.
I'm telling you.
On to the next item.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Madam President. I want to begin by thanking Mike Golub and Eloise for the presentation. And you hear from all my colleagues every year that this is a highlight of the year. And, you know, when we watch the State of the Union, it used to be the tradition that the president would say, and the State of the Union is strong. That may not be possible today at the federal level. The National Endowment for the Arts is 52 years old. With the exception of our friend from Grant High School and a few of the younger people here, many of the people in this audience have enjoyed public art funded by the federal government throughout their entire adult lives. We all have, actually, three of the four of us have. And we're debating at the federal level whether we're going to continue to support arts and culture, something that has been settled for 52 years. So the state of the arts federally, there's a big question mark. The state of the arts locally is strong. And it is, I think, largely because of Eloise's 30-year career of steadfast support for the arts in our community. So I'm going to save for the very end another remark about Eloise because we have a presentation. But I also want to acknowledge a couple of the leaders that are here that don't get enough recognition. The two chairs of the Arts Oversight Committee are here. They have done yeoman's work with their committees to build public trust. Stan Pankin, Stan, would you please stand? Stan Pankin, the former chair. I saw Craig Gibbons. He may be here or next door, but Craig is here. Let's give Craig a round of applause for his. We are losing one of the brightest lights in our community in the arts, and I'd be remiss since he's here if I didn't also say to my friend Stephen Mark Baudois, thank you for a great run at fame, and thank you, and God bless you in your new. So, Stephen, would you please stand and take a bow? I'd also like to thank the board members that are here today who serve with great purpose and conviction and who are going to be helping to guide the search. for Eloise's replacement. You do not replace Eloise Damrosch. But I suspect that there will be tremendous interest nationally because of the reputation that RAC has, that she has burnished. So we will look to the board to do the impossible task of leading a process to find a replacement. And Mike, at some point, we probably should post how people in the public can weigh in with you and the search committee along the way. We want to thank the staff at RAC, and many of them are here today, and they do fantastic work. And we're very fortunate to have such a committed group of people, so thank you. We're joined today also by grant recipients, by champions for the arts, arts leaders, special guests from local schools, including Grant and Boise Elliott in the first grade. And Eloise, that was an inspired choice to start with the first graders. Pretty amazing. And a teacher funded by the arts tax. So next time someone says to you, what is the arts tax buy? That's the answer. I want to acknowledge that Eloise was very modest in her comments about the things that have happened under her watch, the 1% becoming 2% for public art, the arts tax, which has now survived 5 legal challenges, and I think we're all reasonably confident the Oregon Supreme Court will have the final say, and so we can put that fight behind us. Advancing an equity conversation, which is not an easy conversation, because when you have a fixed pot of money, equity means allocating money differently. And I think we've all had experience doing that, and that often produces some pushback. So this is not just equity in words, this is equity in deeds, and it is controversial. And thank you for leading that effort. Thank you for being a presence in our community and representing the organization and our city so wonderfully. There is no adequate way for us to thank Eloise for her service, and we're not going to try to do that today. There'll be other events where we can embarrass her. But Eloise, would you please come forward for a moment? On behalf of the City Council, we wanted to present you with this rather modest floral arrangement. We're, after all, cutting budgets this year, so yeah. It's rather modest. Think about this more as the spirit behind it. But thank you for a wonderful run. And we look forward to continuing to have your leadership after you relinquish the chair. To Eloise Damrosch, let's give her another round of applause. And finally, I'd like to thank Jamie Dunphy on my team for doing such great work as my liaison. It is with great pride today that I vote aye.
Madam
President.
All right. I did remember what I forgot, which was a special request to please bring back the students every year, because this chamber could really use some of that life. Wouldn't it be fun to follow them?
I don't know, Commissioner Udaly. We've had some pretty spectacular performances here in council. I'm always just wondering what are they going to do next year. So I'll tell you about it.
I want the opera singers. The opera singers come again.
Yeah, the opera singers.
Okay. The report is now accepted.
Before we discuss next year's.
Carla, could you read the next item?
Can we take a 3-minute break?
Oh, sure. So we will be taking a 3-minute break to allow people to exit and enter.